It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is the Afternoon All Local.
All right. Well, it is the one and only debate for Texas's Senate seat. So what can we expect between Ted Cruz and Colin Allred?
For one, SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson says Cruz will try to paint Allred as a radical left-wing liberal and try to tie him to a very unpopular Biden administration. For Allred.
Allred will talk a fair bit about abortion. He will also try to make the case for himself as a reasonable centrist sort of guy, introduce himself to the Texas electorate because he's still not especially well-known statewide.
He says Cruz has around a 4-point lead, but Allred remains in striking distance. Wilson says Cruz has never been extremely popular in the state, even amongst Republicans, which is why this race is closer than he and other GOP members would like. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Guy from Fort Worth might get a second chance at a murder trial after the Supreme Court issued an order.
For 26-year-old Jared Seavey, the high court was not only his last chance, it was his best outcome. The court ordered a Texas appeals court to take another look at Seavey's murder conviction and 99-year prison term. He was found guilty of murdering his fiancée, Vanessa Mayfield, in downtown Fort Worth in 2019. But during the trial, the medical examiner who did the autopsy had moved out of town, so an assistant ME testified using his records. Since the original ME was not in court, the Supreme Court says that appears to have violated CV's right to directly confront a witness. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Another company sees a growing market in North Texas. Dick's Sporting Goods has started building a distribution center near 35W and Risinger in South Fort Worth. Sean Whitehouse says Fort Worth gives them an easy connection to the rest of the country by road, rail, air. Plus, they want to introduce themselves to people moving here.
All of it comes together because this facility, it's not just going to serve Texas, it's going to serve the surrounding states as well. And partnership's a two-way street. We want to say, okay, what do you need from us? What does Dick's Sporting need to do in this community to support you?
So Dick's also donated $25,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of Tarrant County. They should open their distribution center in about a year.
Well, Jerry Jones got all fired up when he talked to the guys at 105.3 The Fan today. They asked him about the 47-9 loss to Detroit, the worst ever at Jerry World. He's not too thrilled with some of the questions that they asked him.
Don't tell me about should gotten a guy in the offseason.
Why not?
This isn't a damn word argument just because I'm not arguing with you. I'm dealing with how we line up against San Francisco, not what I did wrong last week or last month or 2 months ago or 2 years ago. This is not your job.
He did say that the team needs to focus on the fundamentals.
We played this Detroit team, which is one of the top teams in my mind. We play a top team in San Francisco. We played a top team in Baltimore. We know we went up to the task against those. We've got to get better.
Cowboys are off this weekend. Then they head to San Francisco coming up in a little less than 2 weeks.
That Senate race, Ted Cruz, Colin Allred, the polls show it as being pretty tight. Those two candidates have their one and only debate coming up tonight in Dallas. The only debate, that is, in this race. And this one could come down to the wire. Cruz holding a slight edge over Allred still. Cruz won his last re-election campaign by less than 3 points
six years ago against Beto.
Exactly. So how much of an impact could tonight's debate have on the race? Let's bring in SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson. He joins us right now on KRLT. Let's talk about this. How important is this debate going to be? How many people are going to see it, and will it change any minds?
Well, typically a Senate debate doesn't get nearly the kind of viewership that a presidential debate does. And so its ability to impact the race is limited, unless one candidate or the other does something really damaging to his campaign, says something that's just clearly stupid or wrong or outrageous, something that becomes a viral moment that his opponent can use against him. But if both candidates avoid that sort of screw-up, then it's not likely that it's going to move the needle very much in the race. So, this is something that has to happen. People expect there to be a debate in a Senate race, but it doesn't get the kind of scrutiny that we see in terms of presidential debates.
All right. What are the big issues that we're going to hear from tonight?
Well, certainly Allred will talk a fair bit about abortion. He will also try to make the case for himself as a reasonable centrist sort of guy, introduce himself to the Texas electorate because he's still not especially well-known statewide. Cruz, on the other hand, will try to tie Allred to the unpopular policies of the Biden administration, especially on abortion, especially on immigration. And I think that he will also try to hit Allred on some of the transgender issues, because that has been a theme of a lot of Cruz's advertising. And more broadly, he'll want to paint Allred as an extreme leftist, tying him to the left wing of the Democratic Party. Because again, Allred is kind of undefined in the minds of a lot of Texans. And so they'll be competing to paint the image of who Colin Allred is.
And I'm glad you mentioned the advertising, because I'm just, for weeks now, I've been inundated with spam from both of these campaigns, and they all start out the same way. You got to send money because this race is tied. As it's tied, or we're slightly behind. There's just this note of desperation there. Where do we stand right now?
Well, the consensus of the polling right now is that Ted Cruz holds a small but fairly stable edge. That is, polls show him up anywhere from 1 point to 6 points. The average of polls has him up maybe 4 points or so. And, you know, you'd rather be there than be trailing. But that's not as big a lead as an incumbent would ideally like to see. So Cruz retains the edge, but Allred certainly remains within striking distance, and it's within the realm of possibility that he could win. Cruz does not want to be caught flat-footed, and he won't be. He's been very cautious this electoral cycle, as opposed to 2018, where I think he kind of took a victory over Beto O'Rourke for granted, and the race ended up a lot closer than a lot of people expected. But it is a fairly close race, and it's Democrats' only realistic pickup opportunity in a Senate seat around the country. And so that's why so much outside Democratic money has poured into this race.
And you mentioned it. Texas is usually very red, and Cruz, though, is winning these races by the slightest of margins. Why is he so different than most Republicans in this state?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, there are a couple of things. First of all, Texas is not as red as it used to be. This is not the Texas of 20 years ago. You know, Donald Trump is probably going to win Texas, for example, by 5 or 6 points. And that means that the odds are he'll win Texas by less than he wins Ohio, for example. So Texas still leans red, but it's not the overwhelmingly red place that it once was. That's one thing. The other thing is Ted Cruz is a very polarizing figure. There are some normally Republican-leaning voters who just, for whatever reason, and some of it's personal, just don't like Ted Cruz or are turned off by Ted Cruz. And so, for example, Ted Cruz consistently runs behind where a politician like, say, Greg Abbott would run. And so you put those two things together, and that's a recipe for a fairly close race in a statewide contest.
It'll be interesting tonight, that debate in Dallas. Matthew, listen, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk with us. It's SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson with us here on KRLD. Colin Allred and Ted Cruz, their one and only debate. It is coming up tonight. And we are today welcoming, well, the guy who is probably the most famous one of all. I mean, he's got a nickname. His nickname is Fried Jesus. Fried Jesus, Abel Gonzalez. He's won 5 Big Tech Choice Awards over the years. That's a dynasty.
Yes,
right,
it's
there.
Quite a few trophies there.
You got a lot of pressure on yourself then to live up to Fried Jesus.
Abel is with us now at KRLT. Thanks for stopping by. And wow, tell me about this.
This might be number one for me. I'm serious.
Well, it should be. What would you bring us, Abel?
So I brought you our famous fried lobster. Uh-huh. So it's a 2 lobster tails with champagne gravy, seasoned French fries, and it's been a hit ever since we brought it out.
Okay, let's take this piece by piece. The fries are incredible.
Yeah, the fries are excellent.
Gravy's
the seasoning
unbelievable.
On them perfectly. Yeah, this gravy, that's a champagne gravy?
That's a champagne gravy. It's going to be a little tart to complement the lobster, so
yeah.
It's not just a heavy gravy. It brightens it up a little bit, or it should.
And these lobster tails, these are not, I was thinking maybe they might be little baby ones.
No. This thing is huge.
These are big boys.
Oh, yeah. They're 6 to 7, and that's a warm water lobster, so it's a quality lobster tail there.
And 2 of them.
And you get 2 of them.
Everything. Now, this may be, is this the most expensive item at the fair this year?
Yes. The most expensive single item at the fair, it is. It is a 70 coupon, so that's a $70.
Oh, wow.
$70, but
boy, we're royalty here.
But from what I've, you know, from what I've tasted so far, it's worth it.
Well, thank you.
Abel, tell me about this. When did this start for you at the fair?
This is going to be my 23rd year at the fair, and just like everybody else, I struggled for the first 3 years. I couldn't sell anything. Then the Big Tech Choice Awards happened, and I came out with a dish called deep-fried PB&Js.
That was me.
Which we have sampled.
We have tried, yeah.
Yes, and that won the very first Big Tech Choice Award. And thank God that we've been blowing and going ever since.
This is the guy, not just the deep-fried PB&J, but this is the guy who brought us fried Coke. Uh-huh. You had that, right?
I've tried that.
Fried Coke, fried cookie dough, fried butter. Mm-hmm. Which
I tried that.
Yeah.
And that was a little rich, but I liked it. I mean, it's none of them were bad.
And
it's
fried jambalaya, which we had
that
earlier.
That was excellent.
That was outstanding.
Thank you. I think when you're doing the extreme foods like fried butter and some of the other dishes, I think the goal is not to make it terrible.
No.
I think you want the experience of saying that I've had fried butter and it was pretty good. That's the goal on something.
That's exactly
like that.
What it happened.
Yeah.
You were a data analyst before you quit to do this full time.
Believe it or not, many moons ago I was. I sat in an office. I had a little cubicle. We did no tie Fridays, you know, birthday cakes every once a month for the whole crew, happy hours, 401ks, the whole thing.
And then you just...
Well, you know, the fried PBJ really took off, and it was taking up a lot of my time, and I just decided, you know what? I can do this. I can make this happen 1 month out of the year. That was many moons ago. Now we do a lot of catering. I have a restaurant, but at that point, for about 7 or 8 years, the fair was my livelihood.
All right, so what's new? What's the big new item this year?
For us, this has been reintroduced. We were doing a bigger tail, but
bigger
this,
than these.
It was bigger, but it seemed like you were getting a better value if I went down from a 10, 12 to a 6, 7.
Or 7, yeah.
Yeah, and I could give you 2. So we reintroduced this, and we also reintroduced. We brought out so many items. We did a fried Nutella a few years ago, but we brought it back. We redid it, and to me, it's a lot better. So those have been my
fried
items.
Nutella. Here.
Where's
fried
the restaurant?
Nutella.
We are in the medical district off of Harry Hines and Empire. It's a very small restaurant. We do mostly catering. It's a 6-table place. We do lunch and breakfast only. We're closed by 2.
Oh, so awesome. the lobster tails here, the $70 lobster tails, how are they selling this year?
Pretty darn good, believe
really?
It or not. Yes, yes. We've gotten a lot of publicity throughout the years on this item, and it just seems to take off a little bit more every year.
How much oil do you go through in a state fair?
It's actually
more than they got in the Middle East.
It's actually pallets. It's pallets.
Oh wow!
We change oil every day.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Good. Mm-hmm. Keep it fresh, uh-huh. Abel. Yeah. Thank you so much for stopping by. This has been a hoot. The Fried Jesus. You like that nickname?
I don't mind the nickname. If I hear it, I'm like I turn around automatically.
That's me.
My mother might have a few problems with
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Abel Gonzalez has been with us here on KRLD at the Great State Fair of Texas. We appreciate you stopping by, Abel.
Thank you so much.
Abel Gonzalez, that deep-fried lobster tail.
It was excellent.
The whole thing just goes right into the fryer.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.